Chisome Isaac was only in SS2 when she was gang raped twice by her classmates, brothers, and neighbor in Port Harcourt, River State in July 2021. She got pregnant and had to drop out of school. Glory Martins, a petty trader who came home one day to the news that her neighbor, a security guard and father of one, had defiled a 15-year-old girl.
Taking man to my daughter, coming to my house, grateful. So I'm not happy. This man came into the house and I forced her in my house. Yeah, not the house. They're around 10, 11. Somebody tell me, the man, they say he used to come to the owner, not the around. Then I asked my daughter say yes. My small daughter told me, already she told me, then I should ask that my neighbor came in and said the same thing. Let God may help me, that man will make it, so I will not do to another person.
Her teenage girl corroborates this.
I was in the house, then one man came to tell me something, then I went there, the man came to my house and went in. He turned around to our house, he came telling me, I don't want him to come back again.
The World Health Organization says sexual violence is a serious public health and human rights problem with both short and long-term consequences on women's physical, mental, sexual, and reproductive health. It says sexual violence occurs in the context of an intimate partnership within the larger family, community structure, and during times of conflict. And it remains a deeply violating and painful experience for the survivors. Response to sexual violence in River State became significant in December 2019 when the River State Deputy Governor, Ipalibo Hari Banigu, inaugurated the River State Violence Against Women and Girls Response Team set up by the Medical Women's Association of Nigeria. Alongside a network of gender-based organizations, the team raises awareness on issues of gender-based violence against women and children. Their work complements that of the International Federation of Women Lawyers, FIDA, an organization of women lawyers who advocate for women and children's rights in River State. Since June 2015, Medicine Sans Frontières, MSF, also known as Doctors Without Borders, has been running the sexual violence project in Port Harcourt, targeting the population of River State. To date, over 6,928 survivors of sexual violence have received medical and psychosocial care at their centers. The nursing team supervisor of MSF, Blessing Dimba, says out of these 1,000 people, 56.9% of them are minors, mostly girls. She says they constitute the highest proportion of survivors offered care in 2021 by the organization.
Survival assaulted by known lines, we have 50.5. Then for intimate partner, we have 1.4%. Those that came within 72 hours, we have 52.7. Most times the issues we have, because they don't report early, is either they go to police stations or maybe their parents hold them back. Most people, I think they are afraid too. The perpetrator is someone that is prominent.
For the River State Response Team on Violence Against Women and Children, their records show over 100 cases of sexual violence this year. A figure, a coordinator of the team, Tombari Dumkakote, describes as alarming.
In 2019, we got a total of 572 reported cases of sexual and gender-based violence. In the year 2020, we have a total number of reported cases, 2,312. Then in the year 2021, to date, we have a total of 1,205 reported cases of sexual and gender-based violence. And we have 106 cases of sexual violence, which is rape, defilement, and sodomy.
Data from the International Federation of Women Lawyers, FIDA, in Rivers State shows 176 cases of rape and defilement between December 2020 and July 2021. Another report by non-governmental organization Partnership Initiatives in the Niger Delta pinned shows that over 160 incidents of sexual violence were recorded in Rivers State between January 2016 and July 2020. The Rivers State Police Command was yet to respond to requests for their data on sexual violence in the state as at the time of this report. However, the head of National Agency for Prohibition of Trafficking in Persons, NATIP, in Rivers State, Nwamaka Ikadiashi, says more than 20 persons involved in various child abuse cases have been arrested in the last 5 months.
But the problem we are having is the victims, I must tell you, you make arrests. Like, since I came, we've made a couple of arrests. But you now find out that the families of these victims will not, are the same people that will come back to you and tell you they don't want the game. Even the ones of sexual exploitation, you'll be surprised that some of them, their mothers will come and tell you, please, we don't want. You know, when you are doing a matter and the victim is not forthcoming, that will come with it. A lot of pieces of child abuse have been reported. I've made a lot of arrests. We have had not less than 20 from July to date. Over 20, the least, as regards that child abuse, both domestic and sexual.
A weekly update by PIND spotlighting sexual violence in the Niger Delta shows sexual abuse of minors has social implications. It says affected children face serious psychosocial and health impacts which could last into adulthood and result in a variety of problems with intimacy and relationships. Sexually abused children could grow up to be frustrated and vulnerable and could develop age-inappropriate sexual behaviors. The report said child sexual abuse could cause death, including sexual and reproductive health challenges. The report also highlights the economic implication of child sexual abuse, considering the economic burden families of sexually abused children are forced to bear. PIND's report says child sexual abuse has significant political implications, as the prevalence of child sexual abuse could be construed as an indication of government failure to protect the rights of children. Justice can mean different things to different people, but these days it mostly begins with reporting to non-governmental organizations like FIDA, MSF, and the response team in Rivers State. Others go directly to the police. This first step in seeking justice for the crime by holding the perpetrator accountable for their actions is usually not an easy decision. When Chisom's parents confronted the parents of the young men who gang-raped her, they blamed her parents for allowing her to desecrate their vicinity. Being that he is a traditional ruler in his community, the parents of the young men demanded for cow, eggs, and some other items for what they called cleansing, a request that sent Chisom's parents into hiding as they could not afford the cleansing items. For Precious Daniels, a young mother whose 4-year-old daughter was defiled by her landlord in April 2018, she says, "I pursued for justice has seen her face life threats and other forms of intimidation ever since. Her daughter's perpetrator walks free 3 years after the incident. She says the director of public prosecution had told her he can only be charged for sexual assault and not defilement. He's yet to be charged with either 3 years after the incident.
That's why sometimes when you receive these threats, you might not be willing to even report those matters. If those matters are maybe a sexual violation, people might not be good to say it. Due to that security threat, people don't want anything to threaten their life. So they would like to keep quiet. And this thing keep on happening. Justice has never prevailed in such kind of cases like that. There is always a compromise. I don't know why it is like that. If one knows that, yes, if you do this, you going for it, I think they will not have the guts.
Precious recalls why she decided to seek justice.
I went to make entry in the police station. The police said, okay, you have to get a doctor's report. I had to take her to doctor's without borders. After I got figure involved into it, I had to explain to them. I went to court and I met a lady and she figure represented. So she interviewed me and I just brought all the medical reports with the proof that yes, there was actually a penetration. The people I think that might have a compromise or whatever, it might not be from the side of the figure. I think it should be from the side of the officers investigating it.
She believes thorough investigations can help survivors of sexual violence get justice.
Wherever a rape case is being maybe recorded, they have to, if it is possible, maybe take away some people that are on the investigation side or even put more people to go through this investigation and get the right thing done. Because the investigation might not only be carried by only the police officer or the four people that come at the same. The investigation also continues. When the matter goes to court, it also continues. So influence, people influence such matters. Thereby, at the end of the day, you won't see any good results from it.
The acting chairperson of FIDA in River State, Nenna Ibukwe, regrets the menace of sexual violence lingers.
The issue of violence is still there, and although somehow people are becoming aware of the menace of violence, but the problem is still there, and we should continue to fight against it.
She says parental neglect remains a key factor contributing to sexual violence in the state.
I think a lot of children, a lot of young ones are exposed early to pornography, even right from their home. People don't see anything in it. You get a child, the child sits with you and you're watching an adult film and you don't see anything bad in it. Also, sex education. Parents are still not able to discuss sex education with children early in life. Because I believe that when you teach a child different parts of the body as early as 2 years old, then again, alcoholism. Young ones are getting into alcohol. Peer group influence is still part of the things that fuel sexual violence in the society.
Tom Barry of the River State Response Team adds other causes of sexual violence.
The level of moral decadence, drugs, the lack of adequate parental care.
For the nursing team supervisor of MSF, appropriate sex education for minors can tackle sexual violence in River State.
From our family, we teach our children to start from age 2, appropriate sex education. Who should touch you and who is not supposed to touch you and where they are not supposed to touch. In the school too, we should try to add that to our curriculum. People should not touch children and when they touch, they should report. In our society now, they should bring people to book anyone that assaults. In our houses, in our community, we lighting every corner, every room. All completed building also, we should watch it.
The MSF Sexual Violence Project was handed over to the Ministry of Health on December 1, 2021. The FIDA acting chairperson says the Violence Against Persons Prohibition Act, signed into law in River State in 2021, remains a viable tool in fighting sexual violence in River State if implemented.
The VAP Act is very comprehensive. It has a lot, has expanded a lot of things in that VAP Act, I must say. I think the part of the problem we have here is implementation. If the laws that are available to us can be adequately implemented, then we have it all. Yes, there might be one or two amendments here and there, but the present ones we have, if we can actually implement and enforce, logically, we have it all.
The VAP law redefines rape to include not just vaginal penetration, but oral and anal sex, as well as the use of objects or other body parts other than the penis. It remains the only gender-based violence-focused legislation that provides for compensation of victims by offenders. NAPTIP is mandated to administer the provisions of the VAP Act. They also have the National Sexual Offender and Service Providers Register. According to the VAP Act, the penalty for rape is life imprisonment. Where the offender is less than 14 years, 14 years imprisonment. In all other cases, it is a minimum of 12 years imprisonment without an option of fine. For rape by a group of persons, offenders are liable jointly to a minimum of 20 years imprisonment without an option of fine. Chisom's alleged perpetrators, aged 15, 19, and 21, have been arrested by the police and have admitted to the crime. They are yet to be charged to court. It's a similar situation for Mrs. Martins and her teenage daughter, who have called for justice. But the suspect, who is in police custody, denies any wrongdoing. He's yet to be charged to court. With the growing number of sexual violence in Rivers State amid a seeming endless pursuit of justice, is Rivers State's response to sexual violence enough to tackle the persistent menace?